the main part of this. My schedule gives me an early morning shift to where I have some free time in the afternoons and the evenings when people are working, the people that I witnessed, what I see, also the times where I can take one day off work and then have a 3 or 4 day weekend where I can go and just enjoy myself. And being in the darkness in the middle of nowhere is pretty scary. You're going to see, you're going to hear things, you're going to see stuff. And if your imagination is there, that's the whole fun of it, then you can enjoy that. If you're scared to death, you're not going to enjoy that. But I do. I enjoy reading, watching that kind of stuff. And sometimes just being out at night is wonderful. So by the people that I watch, the people that I listen to, coupled with the fact that I have some spare time, that works wonders. That just, you know, sets me just thinking about all sorts of stuff.
Isn't that something? And how does your wife feel about your novel, Picking Murphys?
Funny you should ask that. So my wife is very well educated and has gone through a lot of school. Pretty much tired of reading altogether at this point. It comes down to the kind of like the correlation of maybe an action star that does the violent movies where he saves the girl and has to beat up and shoot bad guys for, you know, hour and a half long. He doesn't want his son to watch that. His son's like 10. You know, he doesn't want his son to watch these movies. He wants his son to have a good quality of life. He doesn't necessarily want them to be exposed to that. And to be honest, my wife just hates scary movies. She nothing she can do to tolerate those. She doesn't really know too much about it. I talked the plot through with her. So if you ever run into her on the street, you could probably get my next book just by talking to her, but she won't have all the details. I think I'm okay.
Right. Yeah, I know you are. On People of Distinction, we always have the great guests, and we're talking to James Murphy right now. James Summers right now, who's wrote a great book called Picking Murphys. And that's an occasional look at the dark side of life. We've been talking about a lot of the reasons for that. And ultimately, James likes to, you know, give some sort of positive ending. Sometimes, as he says, you know, a good or positive ending that is still unpredictably good or positive. So I want you to order this book. Picking Murphys, go to PeggyLanders.com. That's PeggyLanders.com. You can order the book there. It's available on Amazon as well. We've got a few minutes left in the show, James. I want to take it out with a couple of things here. Why, you know, this is what one of the things that my listeners have been wanting to ask you all through the show. Why a guy named James Summers, who has written a book, Picking Murphys, would have a website called PeggyLanders.com?
Well, I was starting my writing career. The first novel that's out sat on my water cooler for years before I finished it and edited and turned it into to get it published. It was there the whole time. So I thought about what I had written, and I thought about what I was working on at the time, and then I kind of like I did one year and one the next, and I saw a pattern of psychological horror. I thought of different ways that I could portray that. Initially, I wanted to go by the name Peggy Landers. It just came to me. I wanted that to be my pen name. I didn't want any of my friends at work, my family, to know that I'm an author. I wanted to try, you know, being incognito and publishing through another. And then I thought about the fact that I kind of like me. I enjoy me, and I wanted to be able to have an interview. I wanted to be able to have a public facing, a presence, if you will, and have people enjoy what I could write and you know, look above that. So if I didn't go with that, then somebody would have to be doing these for me. They would be able to experience everything that I really wanted to experience. And so I decided to have it for fun, to list my works, give feedback. There's a lot of unique things when you go through the site that you'll find interesting. So it's pretty detailed, and it's not a professional site. It didn't pay people to do this. I totally maintain it myself. It's nice. It's me. It's who I am. And basically, I just wanted to take control of that. So I kept the name because I kind of liked it, and I've kind of stuck with it ever since.
We get it. Yeah, good reasoning there, actually. You wanted to start out with a pen name, and then you said, hey, wait a minute, my name's good enough. I want to do a little bit of the talk show circuit. I want to, you know, get it out under my name. And, well, keep the website, why not? And in your website, yeah, very well drafted, put together. People go there, PeggyLanders.com. And you mentioned, you know, doing other talk shows. Is that one of your directions, to get on more and more talk shows to publicize your book, James?
Yeah, I'd like to pursue that. I really would like more people to know about the type of writing that I do, not necessarily to promote Picking Murphys, but to promote what I see, what I write about, and I thought that would be kind of a good way to start.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's what I do, of course, with talk shows, and I know it's a great way to publicize what one does. And let's cap it off here with something deep here, a deep question, possibility thinking. Now, I'm going to approach it this way. Going back to Poe, Edgar Allan Poe, who is actually one of my favorite writers, if the world became like Edgar Allan Poe, even though he was a great writer, even though you know, people are really gripped by that sort of thing, again, occasionally, we might not have the very best world, you know, with people bumping people off and then, you know, locking them in the closets and you know, plastering them inside of walls, all of that stuff. With possibilities of what you do, if, let's say you do hit it big as an author, where would you want to take people in terms of that that human journey to, in the context of my show, to help people become more people of distinction? Where would you want them to go ultimately in the future with success from you as an author?
Well, I'd like them to know first and foremost that good is out there, and bad is, there's a lot of bad inside people. There's good as well, and there's people that help people, and there's people that don't. I would like people to know that you are a survivor, that things are going to happen, and just be creative in your solution to work around it, even though you might not see where you're going, even though if you're not sure how it's going to wind up, because, you know, this chapter was really bad. What is that James guy thinking? You know, that's going to happen to you. You're going to have the suspense. You're going to be closing the book. You're going to walk away. You're going to be like, okay, well, let's find out what happened. You know, think about what you would do in their position. There's lots of ways you can interact and be in the background. You can give something away. You know, you can buy someone's lunch in line at a McDonald's behind you. Things you can do like that don't necessarily make you a good person. You know, It makes you feel good. You have to like yourself, but just know that there's people that do those things, and they don't expect anything back. It's just that there's goodness around you. You got to look for it sometimes. You really have to look.
Absolutely. I like where you're coming from. Hey, special guest here has been James Summer, and he's written the novel Picking Murphys. And hey, we're looking into the dark side. Got some good messages from it, too. And if you want to order the book, you can do that. Go to his website, PeggyLanders.com. Check it all out. Order the book there. And, of course, you can order it through Amazon as well. It is listed on Amazon.com, too. This has really been a pleasure, James, talking about an IT professional who now is also a novelist, and a good one, getting out psychological horror. Whoa, that hits people of distinction as well with Al Cole. This has really been a pleasure to have you on, James. All the best to you. Thank you so much for being my special guest here today on People of Distinction with Al Cole. Thank you.
So until next time, people, wish you peace, awareness, romance, and mostly love.